two Berks County school boards are in turmoil over hateful symbolism. Hundreds of staff at Penn State's Commonwealth campuses take buyouts, and three more Pennsylvanians have been arrested for their roles in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Welcome to The Morning Agenda, WITF's daily news podcast, where the only agenda is you. A good morning to you. It is Wednesday, June 12th, and this is being recorded at 5:36 a.m. I'm your host, Tim Lambert, as we take this daily trip around the region's top stories together. Two school boards in Berks County are dealing with separate controversies over hateful symbolism. My colleague Katie Knoll reports Olli Valley board member Christina Moyer had a swastika and the words Heil Hitler painted on her garage, and former Daniel Boone school board candidate Judy Loomis had Confederate flags on her property.
Last month, Daniel Boone board members argued whether Loomis should be turned down due to decade-old posts showing a Confederate flag flying outside her property and magnets of the stars and bars on her fridge. William Horn is an Arthur J. Ennis postdoctoral fellow at Villanova University. He studies racism and says public officials have an extra responsibility to serve the entire community.
That still is a really important issue for the public when something like that has been a part of someone's past. What we should demand of those people really does depend on that context.
Now, Loomis has since removed herself from contention, saying she's not eligible due to already serving as a treasurer in Manheim Township. In Olli Valley, Moyer is still a member of the board. She has not responded to WITF's request for comment. Community members have planned a protest before tonight's meeting to push the board to remove her. Close to 400 faculty and staff at Penn State's Commonwealth campuses, including facilities in Harrisburg, York, Mont Alto, and Reading, have accepted buyouts. The university had set a May 31st deadline. Ann Danahy is with our friends at WPSU and State College and reports the school is also moving to shared regional administrations at many of the Commonwealth campuses.
Most of the 383 employees who took Penn State's offer are staff, not faculty. The buyout includes 12-month salary and subsidized health benefits for 6 months. The university says the salaries and benefits of those employees add up to $43 million. They won't know how much that will mean in savings until later in the year when it's decided which positions will be backfilled. The employee buyout is part of an overhaul of the campuses and their programs. It comes as most have been seeing declining enrollment.
The university is also centralizing the administration for many of its campuses, creating four regions. Each will be led by a single administration. Penn State's buyout plan will be on the agenda of the Faculty Senate meeting slated for this afternoon. Well, voters can now request mail-in ballots for the November election. My colleague Jordan Wilkie reports the Department of State streamlined the application process and opened the request portal 2 months earlier than in 2020.
Voters won't receive their mail-in ballots until the normal time in the fall, but getting the application in early helps election officials and voters. Ava Weirich, elections director for Juniata County, says that's for two reasons.
You're going to get your ballot earlier when we have them available, of course. And you're sure that your application's here in a timely manner.
Now, counties don't have to start sending out mail-in ballots until October 22nd, but most start as soon as ballots are ready to go a couple of weeks earlier. Now, having applications in ahead of the deadline means election staff aren't trying to process requests and mail out ballots at the same time as preparing for Election Day. So this summer is expected to be hotter than normal across the state. Sophia Schmidt with our friends at WHYY in Philadelphia reports some Pennsylvanians can get free window air conditioning units and central AC repairs through the Commonwealth.
For the third summer, Pennsylvania is using money left over from its winter low-income home energy assistance program to help families without working air conditioners get access to cooling. The program has strict eligibility requirements. It's only open to low-income households already receiving weatherization assistance or who got a LIHEAP grant this past winter. Nick Hording directs residential programs at the state's Department of Community and Economic Development. He says if you qualify, go online to find your local weatherization agency.
Say you don't have window units and you would really like them, or you find that your central air unit isn't working, you could absolutely reach out to your local agency.
Now, public health and utility law advocates are pushing the Commonwealth to expand the program. They want to see state money allocated to help families pay their electricity bills in the summer so they can run their AC without fear of a shutoff. And LGBTQ people face particular health challenges. Olivia Marble is with our friends WLVR in Allentown, and she reports a statewide survey aims to find solutions.
This year's Pennsylvania LGBTQ Health Needs Assessment is now open for responses. The survey evaluates health needs among gay and trans people in the state, collecting data on tobacco use, housing security, and more. It's funded by the State Department of Health, which says it uses the data to help address disparities. The 2022 survey collected about 300 responses from the Lehigh Valley, which showed a need for greater access to HIV prevention and mental health services.
All LGBTQ Pennsylvanians 13 and older are encouraged to take the survey online. So there are about a dozen news sites across central Pennsylvania that I go through each and every morning when I get in the office because I'm looking for a few stories to put on your radar to start your day. So here they are. Another three people from central Pennsylvania have been arrested in connection to the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The York Daily Record reports Jamie Charlesworth of Gettysburg, Adams County, Tyler Henson of Marion, Franklin County, and Stephen Osine of East Berlin, Adams County, have been charged with several counts, including entering and remaining in a restricted building or grounds and disorderly and disruptive conduct in a restricted building or grounds. The FBI opened an investigation into Henson after it received a public tip about a video that had been posted to his Facebook account of what he did on January 6, 2021. Henson and Charlesworth are alleged to have entered the Capitol through a window. They are among at least 108 Pennsylvanians who've been charged in the attack, which drove Congress from its chambers in an effort to keep former President Donald Trump in power, even though he lost the 2020 election. A retired Mid-State police chief has been sentenced to 9 months of house arrest after being convicted of stealing nearly $7,000 from a Northumberland County fire company. Penn Live reports Bradley Hare, the former police chief of Sunbury, also received 3 years probation. He pleaded to three misdemeanor theft counts. A felony count of theft was not prosecuted under terms of the plea agreement. Now, based on video camera surveillance footage from the office, Hare took a total of $6,924 during separate visits to the America's Host Company Social Hall office. Just a reminder that The Morning Agenda is available anywhere you find your favorite podcast and on WYTF's YouTube channel. And if in any of those places you are permitted to leave a rating or a review for a certain podcast, maybe The Morning Agenda, we hope you do so. And also, give a listen to our Spotify playlist. It consists of my songs of the day. Each and every day, I add a song to the playlist that is called this month, The Morning Agenda Song of the Day, June 2024. Going back to Waxahachie's Right Back to It as my song of the day. Man, I had this on full blast a couple of months ago, so when I heard it again, it just got me all fired up. That's going to do it now for The Morning Agenda. It is a daily news podcast from WYTF, where the only agenda is you. I'm your host, Tim Lambert. Thank you so much for listening today. I always appreciate your company. Be well, enjoy the rest of this Wednesday, and we'll talk again tomorrow.